Welcome to the Occupational Safety Leadership Podcast, episode number 129. In today's episode, we're gonna take a little journey away from our confined space focus that we've done for probably the last five episodes, and talk about the difference between a safety coach and a safety cop. So, I have been called both as I get older and I do better with my soft skills, I believe that I'm definitely on the safety coach side. But there are cases where I have to revert back to the safety cop in pretty extreme cases. But let's just sit down and kick around a couple of ideas. So I was talking to a couple of other safety professionals, and of course, you know, we've all been called multiple names over the future, but we really kind of thought that what our main focus of was really to be a coach, because you can't be everywhere, you can't supervise everybody. In an ideal world, it would be great to help everybody at the same time who needs help, but if you're just one person and you're tackling three shifts or multiple places, so the best thing that we kind of came up with is that we're going to be that coach, so people make that really good independent decision, because you can't be there to make that decision for them. So I don't think people try to get hurt on purpose, but they face a lot of external factors. Distractions, they may have family trouble at home. So I do think people don't always make the best decisions when those things happen. First, let's kick around a couple of definitions that we kind of thought were about right. There probably is no 100% definition, but let's go over the safety coach. So the role of the safety coach is to educate employees about safety standards, identify potential hazards in the workplace, develop strategies to mitigate the hazards, and ensure compliance. Safety cop, of course, is really used to describe somebody in the organization that rigidly enforces the safety rules and regulations. From what I've seen, when somebody reverts to this, and I also mean myself at the same time too, is that a lot of times I'm not ending up giving somebody a option. And it's not an option of whether to work safe or not work safe. It ends up being an option like, do it because I said so, you know. So now that I'm close to 60, I think I'm really good at the soft skills. But when I was in my early 20s, didn't have those soft skills yet, and I was so focused on the technical side that I probably, for the first couple of years, was more of a safety cop as opposed to a coach. So it took me a little time to really kind of start to think about all this stuff then. So let's go to the next slide here. So let's kind of talk about, when we think about what does a safety coach do, you know, like what kind of the responsibilities, you know, and we'll go over a couple of the ones that we have here. Conduct training, of course, you know, and all that kind of stuff. Then you're also showing people how to use equipment, emergency procedures, recognize hazards, inspections of the workplace. Those are great and all that stuff, but I really like to have the people do it as much as possible. I understand them there to coach, to train, to mentor, to get folks to do their own inspections then. Because when somebody else owns it, it has a whole lot more traction than if I'm the one being the safety cop saying, you will get this inspection done and you will do the following. And so that I think is a key aspect of being a coach. Investigate accidents. So it's bad enough that you have an accident, but let's go ahead, we go back, figure out the root cause, determine those preventive measures, all that good stuff, to make sure that we don't have that accident again. So there's nothing worse than having an accident than somebody saying there's no need to look at this, it'll never happen again. And all of us have worked at places that the same things happen again and again because they literally don't sit down and look at those root causes and solve for those root causes. So, also, the safety coach will look at implementing the different policies, procedures, all that kind of stuff, and not just looking at OSHA standards, but industry regs, best practices. One of the things that I have found is that in the safety field, we really care about the people. So we do a great job of sharing. Sometimes we do, we're doing a great job and don't even know that we're doing a great job. We just kind of assume that other people are doing things the way that we are. We should really look at, as a field, of course, sharing all of the great lessons learned and the ways that we've done stuff. There's not going to be a 100% right or wrong answer when it comes to doing safety, because many times it comes down to not just safety, of course, because that's easy to say, the rules say this, but the culture, the leadership in place, how they distribute money, just things like that that are really almost not quite different, but pretty different from site to site then. So let's continue on with a couple of more things that a safety coach does: provide the guidance and support. When people have those safety concerns and questions, I always tell folks, now of course this is my perspective, I always tell folks, when you find an issue, solve it yourself. When you can't solve it yourself, you find me, you find your supervisor, you find somebody, and we solve it. And sometimes it's really easy to solve it and it's done. Other times we have to put in those interim actions to then make it an actual project, to go out, to go get the money, to get this thing done. But don't just walk away and assume it's somebody else's job. Somebody else will find this issue, you know. Solve it yourself. I think that really helps folks to have that nice sense of, I can do it. Because I have found that most of the time, people can solve it themselves. A lot of people lack self-confidence. Maybe they've been beaten down. They've brought up these ideas in the past. People have told them, that's for somebody else to worry about. You don't worry about it, you know. And not just in safety, but when you think about other areas in life. And they're just a little hesitant on coming forward with issues and with answers and solutions. Collaborating with management and key stakeholders to promote safety. So it's awesome that let's say that Supervisor Jones is doing a great job on safety and all that kind of stuff. Then how do we make sure that it's good across the entire site and not just the site? How do we share those lessons out there with the company? Because a lot of times the culture is pretty darned prevalent from site to site to site. It may not be 100% the same, but a lot of times the attitudes are pretty darn close. So that really kind of helps to kind of promote that safety, to really help everybody. And then finally, the last thing that we kind of thought is that you're keeping abreast of the industry trends, of course, any regs that change, technology that may change out there. And not just that, but continuously improve safety practices. I try to rank things by the hazard, by severity and consequence, and all that good stuff. So I know that by doing this continuous improvement, I'm working on stuff now that I never would have dreamt I would have worked on. Because as you're knocking off those higher hazard, those higher consequence and severity and all that stuff, then you're getting down to the lower stuff. So you're getting better and better, and you're making the workplace safer and safer. And I think we've already talked about the term a safety cop, so I'll just briefly glance over this then. So we've already kind of talked about the safety cop and the safety coach, but let's kind of talk about the difference then. So the difference is that the safety cop is that, unlike the safety coach, he's going to be one that focuses in on educating and guiding employees. Using that supportive manner, a safety cop is perceived as a person who uses force, quite possibly punishment. You do the following, or you're going to be written up. Anytime that you have to do that, well, for one thing, it's human nature that people don't want to do stuff because somebody said do it. So if you have to tell somebody and force them to do something in a safe way, you're obviously not communicating properly because people do not want to get hurt then, So that just kind of wraps up the difference between the safety coach and the safety cop. I know that I had to sit down while thinking about this episode and really kind of examine a lot of the things I did in my life where I basically would tell folks, you will do the following. And many times it was because I was frustrated. I didn't know how to properly do it. And so I now know after gaining a lot of the soft skills that I think I can do a really good job of being a safety coach because a safety cop can make some really great progress, but people are only doing it because you're there. How are they operating on second and third shift when you're not there? So do what you can to arm people to make these really good independent choices when you're not there. So episode number 129 is complete. I'd like to thank everybody for joining me. My name is Dr. David Ayers. Thank you and have a safe day.